Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing Devotions Radio. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I've been so proud of myself. I've woken up on time for breakfast, on time for prayer, on time for radio, this entire time. Now, part of the reason is, you know, I work at the crack of dawn, and so I should be up. But when you're fasting and you're not eating your main meal until 8:30, I'm up probably 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, like, kicking it. And so waking up now at the crack of dawn is a little different when you've been up all night and just allowing your body to do what it does when it has food. So it's been a very interesting 24 days. I'm so excited. I'm so proud. You know, I've been patting myself on the back this morning, one, because that's something that everybody should be doing. We should be in the habit of looking at ourselves, being able to see where we are doing good work, and be able to reward, acknowledge, you know, just, you know, sometimes you have to kind of really be your own cheerleader sometimes. And don't be afraid to say, I did that. I did a good job on that. I did that wonderfully, you know. So everybody, and it's Wednesday, so everybody, take a minute to, you know, just kind of look at your interactions. You know, did you spare some poor soul that really needed to get cussed out, but you spared them because it was devotions, you know, and it's you spared their poor feelings. Now, honestly, that can create a ripple effect. From you sparing them because it was devotion, they may go back. Sometimes people do things to get a reaction, to get a response. What happens when they don't get a response? What happens when they don't get that negative reaction that they thought they were going to get? You know, what you're doing is you're allowing the opportunity for something positive to occur. And sometimes that's all positivity needs is an opportunity. Get me a way in, and I can do the rest, okay? And so, you know, I really want everyone to – those are the little things that I love about devotion, is because it allows for those types of situations. You know, I've told everyone, this is my youngest son. He's 15. This is his second fast. And so, you know, we're spending more time together in the mornings because we're both up, we're both getting ready for our day, and we're both preparing for this fast. And so it's wonderful to be able to share with him all the positive energy. It's wonderful to be able to share with him, you know, just that quiet part of the day. He's now, you know, kind of watching what I'm doing. This year was his first year getting his Quran and his own prayer book. That's a big deal. So, you know, this has been wonderful for us to be able to share these moments. And so that's a small thing. That's a small part of this fast. But yet it can be one of the more meaningful parts because it gives us an opportunity to spend this time together with family, spend it together with other people that are fasting, to be an example. You know, I've had quite a few people at work. They see me. I told you they've had free lunch, free food all this week. Yes, yes. And I don't know why my coworkers need to come back and eat at their desk. And I'm like, okay, let me find somewhere else to be. But again, more questions. Okay, so what does it mean to make a sacrifice of food? What's the purpose? What's this? What's that? And so it's not my job to plant seeds, but whenever I get a chance to, I'm going to. And planting a seed, when you plant a seed, you will not always see it take root. That's not your job. You know, that's another job. That's a whole other job, okay? If your job is just to plant the seed, just plant it. You know, so I'm patient with the questions. I'm patient with them not really understanding fasting at all. You know, so, you know, they're not understanding some of the intricacies and, you know, I guess they've forgotten what it feels like to, you know, be hungry, whatever. But, yeah, all the extra patience that has been needed, I'm thankful to God for providing it. And these are the little things that help us really in this journey of spirituality. In less than six days, we're going to be going back to our normal schedule, right? But I really would love to think about some of the things that you're going to take from this time period. You know what I'm saying? What has this devotion, and we may talk about this tonight when we're doing Wonderful Approach Radio this evening at 8 o'clock Eastern, you know, what has this devotion taught you about yourself? What has this devotion, what are you going to carry with you on your next leg of this journey? You know what I'm saying? And those are the types of things that we need to kind of be looking at now. We're far enough in this fast for us to say, all right, I see where I am. I see where this is. You know, I see where my personal health is. I also see some of the things I need to work on when it comes to my personal health. You know, I see where my personal spirit is. I see the things that my spirit needs help with, needs help working on. And so, you know, these are the types of things that I really want us to pay attention to as we're moving forward, because this is what we need to be building on from here. You know, this 30 days should be creating a change in you that you will keep. Now, the 30 days is, of course, an intensive, right? And then there are some of us that are required to do this every week. Once a week, every Wednesday, we go right back to this level of intensity. And when it's only one day, it's like, after doing 30 straight days, one day? Oh, you can do one day, you know what I'm saying? But still, I remember last year giving up, I think it was bread and cheese, and that was like, I thought I was going to die that year. Giving up bread and cheese even after the fast, that means after sundown when you can eat food, I allow myself to eat whatever I wanted to except for bread and cheese. After bread, cheese, and soda, I don't really even want to eat anymore. There was a couple of days where I just lost all motivation. I lost all motivation. I was like, I'm not even interested. If I can't have what I want, I don't want it. So, you know, I had to work through that. This year, when I'm doing this fruit and vegetable intensive, when I am adding this additional physical exercise, you know, I'm really enjoying the physical exercise. I'm enjoying the results of the physical exercise. I would love to get back to my sundresses. I can't wait for there to be another festival coming up, you know? So I got all this going on, and I'm like, I think I'm going to keep this part. I think I'm going to keep it. You know, last year I kept my no bread and cheese at least 2 or 3 months afterwards, you know. I've taken my no soda down to water and coffee. I might keep that. And no sugar in the coffee. So, you know, I'm always trying to find ways to challenge myself. And when I see that these challenges have benefits, I'm like, yeah, I need to keep that. That needs to be a part of who I am and what I do, you know. Putting my spiritual studies up first. Oh, yeah. I got to do it. All right. So today, day 24, all my good people, Day 24 in our book is, what legacy are you leaving? Very important. What legacy are you leaving? And all of these topics are spiritual topics. And when it comes to legacies, a lot of times people think about money, or they think about, you know, material things. But really, there's also spiritual legacies, just traits that you are intentionally passing down. I had the benefit, my big little one, my oldest child came to visit me. I was so excited, and he was telling me about his days and his projects and how much he's working on it and blah, 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 and he's working day and night. And I looked at him, I was like, you just like your mama. You know? And it just dawned on me. I was like, why are you working so hard? Why do you have to work day and night? Why? Because this is what he sees his mother doing, you know, naturally. So this is what he's going to do. He can't even control it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I gave this to this boy. Now he's going to do exactly like I do. And now that I see it on somebody else, that may not be the best. When I'm doing it, I don't care. I am working. I'm going to get it done. It's going to be really to the best of my ability. I want it to be something really positive. This is what I'm doing. But when I see it on somebody else, I kind of question its full benefits. I wonder if that's truly a wonderful way to do things. You know, I wonder, you know, is there a better way to do things? And I bring that up because I want to talk about not just the legacies that we put on purpose and we're going to write down our memoirs and all this other stuff, but there's lots and lots of legacies. Legacies are, the word legacy is just kind of what you've been handed down from your family. You know, all legacies are not positive. You know, I would say in my household, we have a legacy of working with spirit. My great aunt did, my mother did / does, and I do. And even I can see it within my children how they have a very high tolerance for being around spiritual energy and spirits and everything else like that. And so, you know, I'm working on a third generation right here. They're working on a fourth. That's a legacy. That's a legacy. Their children probably won't get a choice. My children may not have a choice. You know, I wonder how much of a choice I really had in this. But they probably won't have a choice when it comes to wanting to work with spirit. They're probably going to always work with spirit. Now, to what capacity? That will be their choice. They'll be able to say, okay, I want to do this, or I want to do that, or I want to do it in this way. You know, being a spiritualist and working with spirits, they may be hospice workers, working with those people that are close to transition. And, you know, that may be their way of working with spirit. They may, you know, funeral directors, whatever. They might be working with, you know, Solomon. He's been doing a lot of work with this maternity stuff. All these baby bellies have been reaching out to him and everything else like that. And so, you know, those little things, they're spirits. They haven't been born yet. They're spirits still. And so, you know, all of that is working with spirits. And so we never know how it's going to show up. But when there's a legacy, when it's been left to them, we can guarantee it will show up. That part's not the question, if it will show up. The part is how it's going to show up. And I like legacies because what it does is it lets us see kind of what we have to work with. And I have met people who did not like the legacy that they were handed. You know, they did not enjoy, appreciate, see value in the legacy that was left to them. And so they are working intentionally to have a new legacy. They want to be able to pass down new traditions. And I think that that's wonderful as well. You know, we have to, I think that once we get of age, of adulthood, we should be intentionally thinking about what we want to be known as, what we want to leave for others. And that starts, that can start as young, like I said, as young adulthood. Who do you want to be? You know, what legacy are you trying to leave? And I think once we start thinking about these types of things on that level, what it does is it gives us the opportunity to intentionally create ourselves. A lot of times people don't realize they're just kind of flapping in the wind. And I'm like, okay, but what do you want? You know, when you ask a child, most children, when you ask them, hey, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Most of them have an answer. Oh, I'd like to, you know, I want to ride, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a fireman. They have a list of things that they want to do, things they'd like to see, places they'd like to go. You know, as adults, we get to the point of like, well, I want a job. I'm like, okay, a job doing what? A job doing how? You know, what kind of job are you talking about? Do you want to mold young lives, build a nation? You know, grow this, grow that. I mean, there are a lot of things I can think of, but you know, what are you really trying to do? And a job, you have to have more than just a job, or you'll be very, very unhappy. you end up turning into a zombie. You know what I'm saying? Don't just have a job. You know, don't be just sitting there making somebody else rich and building on somebody else's dreams. Go ahead and have your own dream. So, yeah. All that's a real important part of what we got to do and what we need to be working on. When we're going through this life of ours, when we're trying to get through this understanding of ours, how are we going to do this? How do we build ourselves? How do we grow from here? You know, what happens when you're trying to leave a legacy and it doesn't seem like anybody's paying attention? It happens, family. It happens 100%. It happens. We have to get past this idea that someone's going to be looking at us, building us, doing this. No. You have your own responsibilities to build yourself. You have your own responsibilities to create yourself. And whether no one's looking or not, I hope my children are paying attention to all this hard work that I'm giving to them, but they may not be. That's okay, too. You know, our job is just to make sure that they are, that I am leaving the legacy that that my spirit says, yes, this is who we are, this is what we want to do, okay? So let's get those legacies in place. Let's begin to, you know, work on this in the positive. We've got to start really, really being who we say we are. And it starts here, okay? It starts here. All right. I hope as we are winding down, yes, like again, I'm so proud of my peoples, okay? I'm so proud of y'all for fighting through this. This has been a fight, but it came at the perfect time of year. You know, I can see the seasons transitioning. In South Georgia, we're moving into our, you know, last night was kind of a yucky night. We, you know, it rained, and they had a couple of tornadoes popping up all over the place, and it was one of those kind of evenings. But for real, I can see the weather coming in. We're moving into 80-degree weather. Like I said, I pray we get some beautiful festivals going on. I need to be outside. Some of the states are opening up from COVID restrictions. They're letting go to 6 feet. They're opening all restaurants and establishments. They're allowing people to come and to be, you know, they're just letting go of these restrictions. And it's such a blessed thing. I really hope and pray that we're ready for this. I hope we're ready for it, meaning like we're not, there's not going to be a whole bunch of people getting sick because we're tired of being in the house, you know. It's been over a year and 15 months. So, you know, I definitely hope that it's time for it, but we'll find out soon. We'll find out soon. But, you know, as we're getting ready for this new season in our life, you know, let's begin to work in the positive. Let's begin to say, okay, look, we can do this and we can do that. What are we going to do? How are we going to have our positive energy? What are we going to, you know, how are we going to put our positivity in place? I know I'm looking forward to it. I know my spirit's looking forward to it. And I am really looking forward to our time in Beaufort. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. I cannot wait. All of those that are getting ready for the water ritual, understand we got some positive, fun stuff coming up. You know, just because we spiritual don't mean we don't know how to have a good time, because we do. And I'm so happy I'm going to be able to get some more. I've been doing all this virtual hugging, and I'm like, okay, that's wonderful, but I need some real hugs, okay? I want to see my people. I want to put a face to some of these beautiful voices I've been listening to. You know, I really just want to make things work in a positive. So I really, really hope to see everybody out there. If you get an opportunity this evening, let's spend some time on the radio talking about what I learned from devotions and how I'm going to apply it, how I'm going to continue to apply it. We need to have that conversation, because that's going to let us know, hey, you know, this is what we're working on. This is what we're working on. You know, these things, we worked on them for 30 days. What's going to make them good now? What about this 30 days was so fantastic that I want to keep this going at least to the end of the year, maybe even long-term, permanently? So, you know, these are things that we have to put in place to learn something from this time period. It can't be all in vain. It can't all be about the biscuit. You know, if all you've done is think about that biscuit, and I say biscuit, it can be anything, but if all you've done is think about that biscuit for 24 days, then you need to leave that biscuit alone. You don't need to go back to it. Okay? You see what I'm saying? If all you've been able to do is focus on what you can't have, if all you've done is focus on what you can't do, you know, if you have not, if you limit yourself to just being inside 24/7, you really need to look into, you really need to leave that alone, because it obviously has too much control over you, because that's all you're thinking about. To the point you can't even really appreciate all the other and all the sacrifices that go into this. See what I'm saying? So just something to think about. Like, and if you can, really, join me this evening at 8. I really want to share not just with us fasters, but with others, what I learned in this fast. What did I learn? What did I get? What did it mean to me? What did it expose me about myself? You know, because during the morning time, y'all get to hear me and my understanding. In the evening time, I want to hear from you. I want to hear how this impacted you. I want to be able also to be able to guide people. We do this every year, sometimes twice a year. So I really want to be able to help people understand the importance and the value of preparing something for God and preparing yourself from God. You know, a lot of people didn't understand, wow, I can do all this / I should be doing all this, and I haven't been. Let's spend this time tonight talking about having that dialogue, sharing what is this and how does it work, okay? This prayer for today is one of my favorite prayers. It's a prayer of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very necessary part of being an adult. It's almost like waking up and brushing your teeth. You know you need to wake up, and you know you need to brush your teeth. If you don't brush your teeth, you could offend people, right? So that's what forgiveness is like. forgiveness is one of those things where you really need to do it, and if you don't, there could be negative ramifications, okay? So let's work together in thinking about how can we put this forgiveness in place where people don't feel left out, where people don't feel vulnerable, taken advantage of. You got to work on this forgiveness. You know, forgiveness should not be making you feel like a punk. Forgiveness should really be making you feel empowered, like I can do something you can't do. I can do something that even I didn't think I could do. You know, forgiveness has many, many different layers to it and a lot of different reasons as to why we do it. So this prayer of forgiveness is one of those that I really, really, maybe 2 years ago I worked on, memorized, and thought it had such a value to it. It became a part of my life, not just a part of my devotion for that particular year. So, you know, going into the prayer, and also, family, I know that because when we're fasting, you know, the whole point of this is prayerful, is to please God, is, you know, but we still have to do our obligations. This is why I call prayer obligation, okay? You know, so no matter if you fast from sunup to sundown, 24 hours, it doesn't matter. You know, we still need to be making prayer. Good days, we make prayer. Bad days, we make prayer. It doesn't matter what kind of day it is, who it is, devotions or non-devotions. There's no reason why we don't do prayer. Prayer is us speaking to God. Meditation is us listening. So we need to be getting this in, family, okay? So I don't want you to think, well, good God, what do you want me to do, woman? You want me to pray? Yes. Fast? Yes. Not swear? Yes. You want me to be nice to the kids and the cat? Yes. Yes. And so there's a lot that goes in here, but only this universe has us thinking it's a lot. Really, this should be minor adjustments getting back to a God-centered life, okay? So, working on all this, the prayer of forgiveness. If I've harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusions, I forgive them. Situation, I am not ready to forgive. I forgive myself for that. For all the ways that I have harmed myself, negate, doubt, and belittled myself through my own confusions, I forgive myself. Amen. Have a wonderful day, family. Peace.